Hi, welcome to another Southern Illinois Radio podcast coming at you with Jay and Ish, and we do have a special guest today, your boy Rhett. Rhett, say hi to the folks here.
Oh, yeah, there he is.
He's here. Right. Yeah, he is He's indeed here with us.
I'm here.
And this is our first ever special guest.
Huge, Dan.
How special do you feel to the tens of fans out there?
I am extremely honored to be your first guest.
As you should be, you know, we'll probably send you some cool swag or something like that.
We'll send you some merch.
I think we're getting t-shirts made here eventually. I don't know. To all like the five people that may want to buy them.
By the kids from India? Or?
Oh, that's harsh. But anyways, so how about that draft, boys?
Oh my, NFL draft. So, episode two, I was kind of hoping it wouldn't be Kyler Murray, the number one overall pick.
But I'm glad it was.
I'm not.
Why?
Tell you what, I'm glad it was too as a Dolphins fan. I'm glad he was first pick as a Dolphins fan.
But I had that little bit of hope that the Redskins would trade up to three.
Yeah.
And if he was still there, take him.
I think Rosen would have been better than Murray. I don't know. I don't have my faith in Murray right now. I don't have faith in Murray.
And you got your faith in Rosen?
Yeah, I was about to say. The Dolphins do anyways.
Look at the quarterbacks that win. I mean,
I wouldn't say it's a steal, buddy.
Second round pick for a former guy who stood in last year to have to be a potential number one pick.
But he ended up dropping.
I'll take my chances.
But he ended up dropping to 10.
Aaron Rodgers dropped to 25.
Rodgers is trash.
Brady was a sixth round pick, and Rodgers ate trash.
There
future
you go.
First round Hall of Famer.
We'll see about that.
One of the greatest quarterbacks of all time.
It's called
time.
First ballot.
First
ballot.
First round. First round. Yeah, that's it. All right, this year for the Hall of Fame draft here.
Yeah, Rick doesn't do a lot of fact checking, if you couldn't tell.
I just kind of wing it.
That's
I'm pretty sure Tristan Thompson got traded to the Cardinals.
Oh yeah.
But how about the New York Giants pick Daniel Jones out of Duke University?
Garbage. Duke should cut their football camp.
Have you seen the reactions? Like from those were hilarious.
Oh yeah, that was a huge MetLife crisis there. Like you just hear everybody.
That
pick. I don't know.
I think that got a worse reaction than Cody Parkey missing that field goal.
That got a worse reaction than that kid yelling at Kristaps Porzingis when he got drafted.
Yeah.
Oh, my, oh, my.
New York's just been in trouble. New York's been in trouble for years.
Yeah, they're doomed.
Whether it be basketball.
Since they went 13-3.
Yeah, I was about to say.
I don't know, though. I mean, if you're the Giants and you do your scouting, you do everything, you believe he's your guy, I mean, there's no reason to not take him, but...
How do you take him
before Dwayne Haskins, though?
I don't know.
Well, how the fuck do the Broncos pass up on Haskins and trade the 10th pick to the Steelers?
Because they knew who they wanted. They knew he'd be there for their next pick.
So they didn't know that, but
who else would?
If you think about it, though, the Broncos are not really trying to. 10th this year. They have a couple year plan in mind.
Yeah, they do have some young players.
Not your savior.
No.
So,
not even close. Yeah.
So, they're planning on. My thought process on it was they trade back, still get a good player, build, and then same thing Dolphins possibly might have done, but did look for the quarterback heavy draft next year.
Yeah, but next year's quarterback class might be weaker than this year's.
Think so?
I disagree with that.
I mean, you're going to have, like, Tua and Jalen Hurts.
Isn't Tua pretty good, though?
I don't think Tua's all
that. Well, you got both of them. You got Justin Herbert in Oregon.
Yeah.
You got Jake Fromm. You got the Washington quarterback.
Yeah, you got Fromm.
You got the Clemson quarterback.
No.
Yeah, he can.
He's a freshman.
After his second year.
He was a freshman. I thought you could only be eligible after junior year.
2 years. You had to complete 2 years.
Well.
Oh, Trevor Lawrence could be a steal.
No, I think.
I'm pretty sure.
I thought it was...
Maybe it is 30. It might be
I thought you had to be a junior.
I thought it was complete 2 years.
See, I have a whole theory on Trevor Lawrence, and the Steelers are going to take him because they extended Roethlisberger's contract for 2 years,
Huge contract, by the way, too.
Yeah, and that gives him just enough. That gives, because they don't have their eye on any quarterback unless they just really are focusing on Trevor Lawrence in the future. And they take him in 2 years.
Unless they want to do it to where they draft him next year.
If he can even, I don't think he can go. I think it's 3 years.
Let's look it up
for football.
We might need to fact check that.
Yeah, I'm
going to
fact check it.
Oh, God, Rick's fact checking it.
You fact check that. We'll move on to the next subject here.
Yeah.
So,
we'll get.
Being a Broncos fan, I already personally know your opinion on this. Broncos trading down. Do you like it? Do you hate it? Do you wish they just would have taken Dwayne Haskins at 10?
Yes, that's exactly what I wish. I wish they would have taken Haskins and all would be well, you know, or we'd at least find out. Drew Locke is not the answer. I can tell you that much right now.
You never know. You really think Patriots fans looked at Brady and was like, wow, this bean pole's the fucking answer?
It is 3 years. It's 3 years.
Yeah, I guess you got a point with the Brady thing, but that's like a once in a lifetime. That's like a once in every generation.
I mean, who knows?
That may happen.
Who knows?
You know, that's like...
Who knows? That Giants pick may be good. He might be a stud. Who knows?
He's not a stud. He came out of Duke. Anyway.
Duke's a
basketball school. The way I see it, college, you either have basketball schools or you have football schools.
Not entirely true.
What else I got?
Ohio State?
Like softball? We're not giving the women enough credit. Okay.
I was talking about that, but...
Oh.
Ohio State's bold.
Ohio State's been trash basketball. Michigan.
Wisconsin.
Yeah, Wisconsin. Anyway, we're not on that.
Yeah, college is
To the 13th overall pick. 13th?
Are you talking about the Packers?
No. I was moving to the Dolphins here.
Dolphins, yeah, 13th.
Oh, okay. Wait,
13th pick. Mr. Rhett. Yes. They took
Christian Wilkins.
Your thoughts on that?
Solid pick. Only had a top 10 talent. Give him a 13th, great value. You know, he's going to be replacing, finally get you a little bit of run defense stuff when we were 31st, I think, last year in the league.
Yeah.
So, I mean, hopefully he can help that from day one. Trade away Robert Quinn. Hopefully he can get on the pass rush a little bit too.
Yeah.
The Robert Quinn thing is huge.
The Dolphins need more help than what they can do in one draft, so they just gotta
slowly rebuild.
It's about a 3-year plan ish.
Yeah.
3 to 5 year, I think.
This will be a tough 3 to 5 years for you, buddy.
Oh, it's gonna be bad.
Yeah, it's gonna be rough.
Did they draft a quarterback?
It's not gonna be fun.
They got Rosen.
But yeah, we got Rosen.
Yeah, traded.
We got Rosen in a fourth round for our second round pick, which is the middle of the round, and our fifth round pick. So,
yeah,
I like the trade.
I mean, it was a good trade for you guys. Yes. You guys got your young quarterback.
Yes.
Oh yeah, that's right.
And we got a huge upside guy, and we didn't really give up much to get. So I mean, I really like it.
I mean, how is the Dolphins' O line? Could it use work?
Not great.
See, yeah. I feel like yeah. Rosen wouldn't be a bad quarterback if he just had some protection.
Yeah, so I read a stat over the weekend about Rosen. I'm so excited. The Cardinals had the 32nd ranked pass protection.
Yeah.
So he's on a pass a lot.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, he's almost at the 31st. But
he really upgraded.
It is a little bit better.
Yeah.
So instead of like 72 sacks, it'll be like 70. We'll be okay. Because those two, you know, Sam Bradford wise, could be the difference.
Yeah. So. But now shifting gears.
I think we got it.
Oh, go ahead. No, go ahead.
No. I was just saying, I think we got our guy that we were looking at hard, at least. And then we still got a good value in our first round. And
yeah.
Solid draft over.
Yeah, I think that was the biggest thing for you guys. Is you guys got to keep your first round pick.
Yeah,
and you didn't have to give one up for next year. I think that's
exactly.
That's the most valuable part. Because usually
whenever
a team goes to trade their former first round pick, they want a first round pick in return, and that.
Go ahead.
I think that's the biggest steal of getting the former 10th overall pick is getting to keep your first round pick for this past year and then this year or next year.
And on top of that, we also picked up another second round pick. We moved down the first time to the second round.
Yeah.
So we have next year we have a first round and 2 seconds. So
yeah,
I like where we're going with it.
Yeah. But now shifting gears, Packers pick.
Rashawn Gary.
And you guys got a safety too, didn't you?
We got a safety, a quarterback, running back, and a linebacker.
I'm talking about just first round.
I know, I'm just saying.
No, I was just asking.
Oh,
I,
in
I
the first round?
First round, you guys got Rashawn Gary. We'll just go with Rashawn Gary right now. Do you know anything about Rashawn Gary?
I do not.
You do not?
No.
So you didn't do your homework like I asked you to?
No.
Did you do your homework like I asked you to?
I mean, I barely did my homework in high school, so I mean, let's be honest here.
Rashawn Gary, the beast.
Yes, he is a fucking unit.
I just know
he's
that
a monster.
Our defensive line wasn't that bad last year. Like we had Kenny Clark. He's been getting better and better every year. Like he's really solid. And we have Muhammad. What the hell was his name?
Wilkerson.
I think he's kind of older, but he's not too bad. Yeah,
he's not bad.
Like, I mean, it was a good thing though, because I mean, what the Lions just signed? They just signed a running back, didn't they?
Who?
The Lions.
I don't remember. They probably did.
The Lions?
Didn't they? Right.
The Lions got a tight end. Remember one?
No, I'm talking about free agency.
I have no idea.
I know that. No,
I can't remember. I thought I heard it too, but I don't remember who it was.
Yeah.
That was the best tight end in the draft, they said. It was the Lions tight end of the draft.
The second best was the one the Broncos took.
Yeah. Was his name Hawk or something?
The Lions?
Yeah.
Hawkinson or whatever?
Yeah.
He
was like, I think he's going to make the next Gronk.
No.
No?
No, they'll never be. There's only one Gronk. You might get a Kittle.
Yeah.
But that's who your target is with that. You can't ever find another Gronk. You gotta be lucky. You'll never find another Brady. You'll never find another, Jerry Rice, Calvin Johnson, like that.
You know.
Yeah. that's rare.
Right, you can always get those top end guys, just not the franchise guys. Franchise guys just kind of happen.
Yeah, you're gonna get your top end, but you're not gonna get your elite. Yeah. But I'm not really a big Gronk fan to begin with.
I think he's a good person.
He's not my favorite guy.
He's
I think he's a funny person, but I think he only acts funny because he wants the attention. He doesn't really actually give a fuck about being funny.
I just like because he party hard.
He did party
hard. I just like him because he scored a lot of touchdowns.
With both hands.
I party hardy.
Now we went around the room here. We already know how you feel about your Redskins pick, obviously. Haskins.
Bringing the hometown boy home, baby. Dwayne Haskins is 30 minutes away from the Redskins
facility.
That's the word I was looking for. Facility.
Bath. It's English.
he really felt like he got slept on by the Giants.
I was surprised he went that late. I was really surprised.
I'm really excited. Like the Giants, we had to have paid the Giants. Because the Giants go with Daniel Jones.
Who?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Then the Giants go with who was their who'd they pick at 17? They picked a DN or a D tackle.
They picked Dexter Lawrence.
Dexter Lawrence. So they passed on Dwayne Haskins and Montez Sweat.
Montez Sweat didn't get picked on the second round, right?
First round. Redskins traded back into the first round with the Colts.
Yeah, that's right.
And that just...
Both top five balance.
Yeah. And I'm just... The Redskins had 10 draft picks this year, and I love every single one of them. And I'm ready for next season.
Yeah, yeah. You guys definitely did really good in the draft.
Looking at Darius Geis back, too, so it's like another pick. Well,
yeah, the only one I'm questioning is Bryce Love. Okay, right now Jay is using part of his chair to scratch his back.
Oh, it feels great, by the way. I've been needing this.
I was,
anyways,
I was surprised.
Back on point.
I was surprised where the Packers went, what they did in the draft. They went defense, and then they went O-line and running back.
Yeah, remember episode two when you kept saying Packers going offense?
Well, they signed major defensive players in the offseason.
They drafted major defensive players, too.
Yeah, they did. I guess they're just assuming, you know.
I didn't think that went through.
I saved those.
Oh, you do?
Yes.
Hold on. Let's pause this for a minute, Rhett. What the fuck do you save bottle caps for?
For my secretary. She uses them for the Coke rewards.
Are you fucking kidding? Hold on. I'm not fishing that out. We'll find another one.
I'm going to smack you.
Where'd you get that from?
My Sprite bottle.
I didn't know you had a Sprite. Get on in there, Rick.
Stop. No, this can wait till after the pot. Okay, now we're dumpster diving like a bunch of raccoons.
I can't find it.
Trash pan is
a bug. It didn't look that hard anyway. All right,
back on point. No more interruptions. It was bugging me right there. I was wondering why the fuck it was there. I was trying to.
You're bugging me right there. You don't see me throwing you halfway across the fucking room.
And landing in a trash can. No, we do not. All right, back on point, though, before we were getting carried away. Packers
suck.
Indeed.
I guess their plan is to stack up their defense, hope their defense is really good, which it hasn't been for a while, and hope their defense is really solid and just pray to God. I mean, with the running back, which I don't know how smart that was because we have Williams and Jones.
You don't think drafting a running back was smart for the Packers?
I mean, Aaron Jones had some good games last year. I mean, he's.
Are you sure?
You wanna look at the Packers? You wanna look at the Redskins depth chart and tell me why we drafted Bryce Love?
Yeah, true.
We have 6 running backs on our depth chart.
You guys got the most running backs and quarterbacks, I'm pretty sure, of everybody's depth charts.
I tell you what, though, you look at anyone else's depth chart, I guarantee you we got the best 4, 5, or 6 running backs ever.
And washed up quarterbacks. Sanchez.
You know who's not washed up? Dwayne Haskins.
Hey, fuck off.
Hey, I love Colt McCoy.
He's a savior.
I love Colt McCoy.
He's a savior.
He is our savior until he broke his fucking leg.
But I mean, if that's their plan, hopefully it works out. I mean, they have Adams, who's really good. I think he's one of the best after catch players in the league.
Who?
Devontae Adams.
Oh, I don't think he's all that, but
I think he's pretty good.
Best receiver on the Green Bay Packers.
Yeah, because they got rid of Cobb and Jordy Nelson.
Jordy Nelson retired, didn't he?
Yeah, Jordy Nelson retired. Yeah.
Retired a Packer.
Yeah, and then Cobb went to the fucking Cowboys.
Adams is better than Cobb.
In what world?
He is.
In what world?
He is definitely better than Cobb.
In what world?
He is.
Devontae Adams won the best, I think it was Rich said, best after the catch. Yeah.
Have you seen him?
You're right. I've never seen a Packers game in my life.
All right.
Fair enough.
He's
legit.
Yeah.
I think he's
probably one of the best underrated receivers in the league.
I would take Cobb over Adams any day of the week.
No.
I'd take Golden Tate over both.
You're wrong. You're both very wrong.
I wouldn't take Golden Tate. He's a fucking idiot.
I like Golden Tate.
I don't. I hate that he's on the Giants right now.
Oh, well, that's the only reason why. Well, they got rid of OBJ. That kind of helps you guys a little bit.
Even whenever we had Nelson and Cobb, Adams was still putting up 1,000 receiving yards and 10-plus touchdowns the past 3 seasons.
That's because no one guarded him. Still, you would put up 1,000 receiving yards and 10 touchdowns.
Last year, when Cobb was hurt for half the year.
He put up 1,386.
Because he was hurt. Because Cobb was hurt.
No.
Yes.
No, I don't know. Cobb has never had that good of a year.
I don't know.
Anywhore.
Yeah. Yikes.
Jay cringes at everything I say. He thinks it's too spicy for radio.
Well, I just know the dark humor, and that comes into factor, and
it doesn't
really matter.
It is what it is.
It doesn't matter at
it
all.
It is what it is.
Indeed, it is.
It gets laughs.
I guess if it does, it's all about that.
Plus, Cobb's in his
going. We're still
into his
on ten. This.
He's going into
we're not on this anymore.
He's going into his 10th season.
All right.
Anyway.
All right.
Hey, Rhett, how about that Cardinals win today?
It was a solid win.
It was a solid win.
It played good.
Fowler didn't play good when we rounded that second base.
I think he was safe.
He looked safe, but there was enough evidence to overturn it.
I think it was good to see that. I can't really comment on
that. Was it the eighth, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think it was the eighth inning. Because we're going into the ninth, and I'm like, yeah, he just blew the game for us.
But did it help the Reds win?
It did.
Close.
No, it did not. It helped the Cardinals win. Close. If he would have hit that, we would have only been down by it. We would have won 3-2. Because he scored two runs on that play. Yadi scored two runs on the play before that. So, never mind. It didn't affect us at all.
So,
either way, it was a solid win.
I look at it as a win. A win-win.
It was
win from within.
It was funny because
that's copyright.
Yadi's
we don't own the rights to that music.
Yadi's hit right back up the middle. We'll bloop it right back up the middle and scored two runs. Me and Jason, what do we talk about? We came into the play. He was like, Yadi is so good at just like when runners are on a scoring position. He's just so good at literally hitting little bloopers over the infielders.
Yeah, just poking runs. The ball.
And that's exactly what he did. He hit a curveball like down and away, and it hit a little blooper right back up the middle and scored two.
That's why Yadi's the best catcher in the league.
Yeah. It was actually a slider, but whatever.
Plain and simple.
Doesn't matter what the fucking pitch was. Cardinals won.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the way that the ball traveled up this field, definitely a slider.
See the way my ball's going to travel up your feet.
Anyway.
They look scary because they're doing all this and they were hurt for... They had a lot of injuries.
And,
so they didn't get healthy.
Speaking of injuries, Yelich is hurt. He's out.
Is he really?
Yeah, he left today's game with lower back tightness.
Uh-oh.
So it could be a pinched nerve. And pinched nerves, bad news.
Or it could be from carrying the Brewers.
That is probably it, you know, honestly.
To be completely honest.
You got Jesus Aguilar hitting freaking 129 with 5 runs scored and 5 RBIs on the year. Travis Shaw, he's either striking out or hitting home runs, which...
I think he's only got like 4 home runs.
Exactly. So you tell me how good that's going. Moose isn't doing anything.
I always liked Moose, but...
Lorenzo Cain's literally just defense.
Yeah, he's just out there in the field.
Brewers literally have Yelich and relief pitching.
Josh Hader.
No, their other relievers are pretty good.
Yeah.
Not just Hader.
But Hader's probably the best one.
Oh, yeah.
By far.
I mean, you got Chassin, you know?
Yeah, he's not an ace, by the way, either.
I know we're kind of, like, transitioning facts, like, really quickly here, but... Mr. Rhett, I do have a question for you.
Yes.
How electric was game one of round two for the Blues?
I'll tell you what, that was my first playoff experience for hockey, and I was blown away. It was crazy. The atmosphere was unbelievable.
Did you know the game?
So loud, you can't even talk to the person you're sitting next to.
Oh.
You know, it was just so loud. Crowd was into it the entire time. You know, boys were buzzing, they were coming out hot. They played really shitty though, but they were moving quick. So I'll take it. They still got the dub.
Yeah,
there is nothing like playoff hockey. You go to one of those games, it's just, like you said, electric. The whole place is just going crazy.
Oh, yeah.
Good time. We actually probably should go sometime soon. I'm glad I didn't buy tickets though yesterday. Thought about it.
That would have been a bad game. That was hell of a save though by Bishop.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That little snow angel. That was. Hell of a save.
That was indeed interesting.
Bishop won them that game, that's for sure.
Yeah, because if you think about it, that goal would have went in, then it would have been tie game. Because that would have made it 3-2, and then in the third we made a goal. I think Schwartz may have hit it in.
Well, you know, we still got tomorrow yet.
Yeah. I mean, it's 1-1 in the second.
It's going to go 6. I still think it's going to go 6 for the Blues.
Hmm.
I think they're going to... Split it in Dallas too, and then we'll get the next two at home and at Dallas.
Well,
so
that's a bold prediction. I like that. I like that prediction.
I like the energy, by the way.
I do like that prediction.
That 6 is a perfect number for a hockey series.
Yeah,
you get a little bit more rest, but you're not so rested that you're like
cool down. Waiting.
Yeah, like the Blue Jackets.
Yep.
Yeah, they're down 0-2 because they swept the fucking.
Yeah,
Lightning and then Bruins with 7.
Yep.
Yeah. Because you actually look right now, the Sharks are actually up on the Avalanche, 1-0 in the first period.
Same deal.
And the Hurricanes are up 2-0 on the Islanders.
The final is 2-1.
Yeah, but they're
up.
They
both sweep?
Yeah, in series.
I don't think the Hurricanes... No, Hurricanes went 7.
The Hurricanes went 7, yeah.
And then Avalanche swept the... Or no, they went 5 against the Flames,
yeah,
but Sharks and Knight went 7.
rest.
You got a lot of overtime games going on, too.
Yeah.
There's a lot. Yeah. Just so far. Oh, and then we got what?
Why do the Blue Jackets play so far apart?
Yeah, the Blue Jackets and Bruins don't play until Tuesday.
And they last played on, what, Friday? No.
No, they played yesterday.
Oh, they didn't
play yesterday. Okay.
So that makes sense.
Yeah, I watched the game while we were on the bus.
But that's still... That's still one more day's rest than what the Blues and Stars get.
Yeah, what series was it in the first round? I think it was the Sharks and Vegas. They had a 3-day rest in the middle, too.
I was confused by
it.
That's
weird. I don't like that.
It was very weird.
I don't like that.
Not a fan.
No, I think that's too much rest.
Yeah.
So what's the locks on these picks? We got Reds going six games, losing six.
I agree. Blues and six.
You know, just to be the odd man, I'll go Blues and seven.
I'm gonna go Blues and four.
Can't mathematically happen, but.
But no, I was gonna go seven. Also, seven. I think it's gonna be a good series.
Oh, it's gonna be a great series. Even if it goes only five games, it's still gonna be a good series.
It's any team series. It's just a matter of depth, I think, and I think that's where we'll have them.
Yeah,
which I did say.
They can only run out Finn, Radulov, and Sagan so much when they're running 25 minutes a night, and we can run our top line 20 minutes. It makes a huge difference.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, like I said, I think this is going to be a goalies game, you know. It's going to be whoever blinks first, and we just happen to blink on
game two. They blinked on game one.
That's true. That's very true.
Yeah.
Anything else really going on in sports world? That's
Sports world.
Janikowski retired.
Yeah. And the old man. About time. Jesus, he's been in the league since 2000. He had 19 year?
41 years old.
I think he's one of the best kickers of all time.
He was. He's fallen off in the past 7 years. It's stupid.
Really?
Okay, maybe not seven. That was a stretch. No, I guess it was 2019.
Yeah.
I'd say 7 years he fell off.
Yeah, he wasn't very good. Well, he started with who?
He started with the Raiders. He was with the Raiders forever.
He didn't even end with the Raiders, did he? No, he ended with the Seahawks, right?
Yeah.
I want to say? Yeah, not a good look. What's going on with Tyreek Hill? Anything new with that?
He's barred from the Chiefs.
Yeah, Chiefs are not letting him do any because there's
any type of practice.
Yeah, there's audio evidence now.
Oh, I heard about that actually. I think I seen that, or maybe I seen it.
Yeah,
I
think you said like you should be afraid of me, bitch, or something like that.
Yeah.
Damn.
So,
what's like an average field?
That's just helping out that AFC West that we were really needing help with. Get rid of all these good Chiefs players.
Yeah,
there's a chance.
Send him to the Browns or the fucking Dallas Cowboys or anywhere else.
Fuck Washington will even take Tyreek Hill.
Yeah.
What's his?
His career average was 80.
See, for 19 seasons, that's not bad.
Man.
But if you look, he's like one step
behind. Like, we're over here talking about Tyreek Hill now, and he's still looking up Janikowski facts.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
So, all right, but yeah.
I know I basically hung out with all you guys this whole weekend, but how was everybody's weekend? Everybody pretty good?
Oh, yeah.
I'd say it was decent.
I don't remember what I did Friday.
I threw bags Friday. That was about it.
Oh, I went Endgame. Yeah, I was with Rhett. By the way,
I'm not
going to spoil it, but if you haven't seen it yet,
I heard.
Fucking
best
see
3 hours
it.
Of my life.
Fucking see it.
I heard it wasn't good.
Who did you hear that from?
Girlfriend's mom.
She's an idiot.
They said it was bad.
Did they? What?
Have they watched all the other movies? The grip,
like, yeah, they're like huge Avenger fans.
If you haven't seen all the other movies, that's why I've heard people that say it was a bad movie or it's just okay.
No, she's.
But if you have all the other. Go ahead.
She's a big Avengers fan, and she said she didn't like it. She didn't like the way it ended.
It's the last movie.
Well, I mean,
or like she didn't like some of the stuff that happened in it, like. I've never been too like much into the Avengers and stuff, but she just so I just told her like tell me what you didn't like about it. But
it's just like there was not a moment where like I was not invested what was happening. Like I was glued the whole time.
Yeah.
And like every major name that was in there got interviewed, and they all said the same thing: you're gonna laugh, you're gonna cry. I did both. I literally, Logan looked over to his right, because I was sitting on his right. He said, At one point, he looked over. My face was soaked because of tears. Dude, I was crying like a bitch.
Oh, he's a mess. He's a mess.
I was biting my knuckle so I wouldn't like just start bursting out. Dude, it hit me so hard.
I mean, I don't plan on watching it, so I...
I'm not going to spoil it on the podcast.
I'm
not going to spoil it on the podcast.
Yeah.
I'll spoil it later, but I'm not going to spoil it on
the podcast. I only know a little bit about the movie. I still want to go see it. Like, I've never been too big in the Avengers. Like, I love the Iron Man movies, all the Deadpool movies. Some of the other ones are good. I love Deadpool.
Oh, dude, Deadpool's amazing. But we're not on Deadpool.
Deadpool's great.
We're on the Avengers.
Yeah, are they made a second one?
There already is a second one.
They already made it?
Yeah.
Deadpool?
It's already been out. I saw the second one before I saw the first one.
Probably 6 months.
Yeah. Oh, shit. I need to catch up with the times.
Second one is probably better
than the commercial.
For the Rick may be one step behind, but I'm like four.
Because it was the Nickelback that did How You Remind Me, and it was Deadpool singing it.
I have no idea what you're talking about, Dickie.
Cool. Well, never mind. Moving on.
I'm a spider bite.
So, yeah, this weekend was pretty good, though. I wouldn't rank it in, like, the top 10 or nothing, but, I mean, it was a good time.
Yeah, I think Logan's bus was good, but I think the rides were a little far.
As to last night, why you just randomly started ripping your hoodie.
I don't really know why. I think I was still upset that I lost my phone.
But that was, like, 2-3 hours later.
Yeah, I know, but then I got drunker, and I'm just like, fuck, I still don't have a phone.
I just remember looking over at Jace. Like, on the ride back from the first bar, granted it was a long ride. Those rides were so, I didn't really like that.
Yeah, that's what I was not a fan of. Going all the way, how far was that? Like,
hour and a half.
Hour and a half? From yeah. Sportos?
Yeah.
Big yikes. Not a good look.
It was even longer to Waterloo.
Yeah, because we had to go through St. Louis.
Well, go through Fairview.
Yeah, we hit Interstate.
Yeah.
That's...
And then, but... I mean, we're looking over at Jace when we're on our way back from the first bar. He's laying back. He's got his feet on the other on my cooler, hat down, like he's about to pass out.
You should have seen him whenever everyone was boarding. He was sitting there, his eyes closed, bumping his head. Someone said, "Hey, Jace." He's like, pointing his finger.
Point.
Eyes are still closed. He's sitting there just pointing at people like, "Hey, how's it going?"
Hey, look, though, guys. I started drinking at like 11:30. Who's fucking slack?
Whose fault is that?
Not mine.
Bullshit.
It's not mine.
You can easily say no.
Yeah, I started drinking like 4.
This was supposed to be recorded yesterday.
It actually was supposed to be recorded yesterday.
And whose fault is it that we didn't do it yesterday?
I never. Got
I probably would not. I didn't really have.
Bullshit.
I really didn't have time yesterday, though.
Hold on. Let me tell you something. Yesterday at 11:28 a.m., we making an episode of the podcast today. Response at 11:42 a.m. Doubtful, only because we're going to the office to watch the Blues game.
Oh, we didn't end up going there with the back street.
Exactly.
Whoops.
So yeah. I don't want to hear this bullshit of no one contacted me. I contacted you. Oh, that was me.
Anyways,
I farted in the studio. They don't like it too much.
It's hot in this motherfucker. Do we need a better AC unit?
Why'd you look over here for a better AC?
No, I'm saying because there's a vent down there.
You're adorable.
Maybe the AC's not even on. Like,
probably not.
Yeah, it's probably not. It was cold this morning.
Caleb Groman reminded me last night. I had no idea this happened, but apparently after Kenzie's bus, when we all went to the office, me, him, and Matt Haas were hugging it out for like a long ass time. We were just hugging right away. Then we started making animal noises. Yeah. So
what kind of fucking freaky shit are you guys into?
How much did you smoke that night, Jesus?
There's some vitamins, that's for sure.
I just drank a lot.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I had fun on the bus, except for the hour and a half ride back.
Yeah.
That sucked.
Holding the window.
Yeah. Yeah, I drive over to his house, and he's over here. Yeah, I guess how many beers I drank last night? I'm like, I don't know, a lot? And he goes, 5. I was like, how the fuck do you drink 5 beers on a party bus that goes from 9 to 12, or 9 to 2? And he goes, I had to hold the damn window all night.
So you didn't drink at the bar at all?
I had one beer at the bar, and that was at Triple R, and I didn't even buy it.
I had a fuck ton of beers, shots, pretty much everything.
Yeah, you yelled at us because we wouldn't go do a fucking float with you at Randy's.
You guys didn't do floating? I thought you guys went with us.
No. Because we were all down at Triple R. You were the only one that wanted to go to Randy's. And we had all literally just left from Randy's.
Everyone went to Randy's because they're IDing at the door, though. A bunch of people went to Randy's.
Well, I didn't go to Randy's.
I didn't either, but a lot of people were over.
Brett and I went to Randy's to take a piss. That's it.
Yeah.
Dude, their bathroom sucks.
Oh, yeah.
That bathroom's terrible. You might as well just went outside like I did.
No.
The Hopscore bathrooms are pretty nice, though.
I wouldn't know. I've never been.
Yeah, they were closed.
Yeah, I know they were.
Wait, Hopscotch was closed on Saturday night?
Yeah, that's what Saturday night at like 12:30 and they're closed. That was very...
They stayed open until 1 on Kenzie's.
Business may not... They may not have had a lot of... There wasn't... Triple R wasn't that busy either. I mean, it was Randy's.
No, nothing was busy in Waterloo, but everything was busy in Redbud last night. And nothing was...
Easy
Redbud
before you break that chair.
Redbud was dead Friday night.
Watch the fan...
Yeah, it doesn't matter for him. He's short.
And watch the ceiling. God damn. You know, we're doing this somebody else's fucking house next time. Everything's broken around here.
Wrap everything in bubble wrap.
Right. No shit. Or just put you in bubble wrap. God. Be a hell of a lot better off.
But I tell you what, though. Almost falling out of that emergency window. That was scary shit, man.
You almost fell out of the emergency window.
That's why it opened up.
Kids, were you sitting on top of the seat?
I didn't know it was like open. Like it was open, but it wasn't like flying out.
Yeah.
But I decided like my back was starting to hurt, and I was sitting on top, and I was like, man, I'm just gonna lean back. So I lean back. Next thing I go, whoosh! I have two drinks in my hand. I'm like, fuck! I'm trying to like balance myself so I don't fall out of the moving bus. No one saw it except for Katie Polachek. She's like, what is your fucking problem? I'm like, I about died, bitch. Did you not see this? And she's like, how? And I'm like, the window opened. She's like, no, it's not. I'm like, you want to bet? And she's like, yeah. 30 seconds later, woo. She's like, oh. I'm like, yeah, you think?
The bus driver was pretty pissed off about that. Wasn't he?
He would have been a lot. It would have been a hell of a lot better if he closed right the first fucking time.
Yeah, true.
Dickhead.
Yeah. Control your fucking bus. Oh my god.
The fuse is blue.
Whatever
we were getting on after the first bar up in Clinton County, where the hell, like Germantown, or wherever the hell we were at, one of the fuses is blue in the speakers.
Well,
so you had to change the fuse.
That doesn't surprise me.
That's nice. How long? I don't even know. Dude, like I said, like Addison said, I don't remember like 90% of that fucking bus.
Where was. So where in the hell. How? Where, that was past Muscoot and everything, right?
Yeah.
I was way past it.
Hour and a half away.
Hour and a half. So what is it? What was the town called?
Germantown.
Germantown. I had never been there before. Everyone was looking at us like we were weird as hell.
Oh yeah.
Everyone was eyeballing the hell of us, like who in the hell are these people?
Oh yeah, it's Clinton County.
Yeah.
Clinton County's all nothing but cowboys.
Well yeah, I mean
we should have a fucking white trash bash.
Yeah, we're from Redwood. How many people on that bus wore cowboy boots?
Yeah, probably a couple.
I know you did boots.
Dylan Roy was. Probably Bobby. I mean, a few probably were.
Like four. Maybe five.
Was Logan?
Roy, Logan, Rhett, Aaron, Bob.
Yeah.
No. Nope. Was Dub? Was and so did Roman. Okay.
Was it Dudley or anyone?
Young Roman.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot more than five. But still, like...
Point
there's
is...
There's probably a bit of the bus,
I'd say. I probably looked like a douchey frat boy in my polo and my jeans and Adidas...
But I look pretty fucking douchey with a Redskins hat backwards.
Yeah.
And it's a flat bill too.
It's a fucking curvy ass flat bill. It's as straight as you are.
It's a false statement, by the way.
It's a true statement.
Anyways,
JSK.
Yeah, right. Anyways,
I want to be a lesbian.
Jesus Christ. What else we got on tap today?
Right, you got any ideas to talk about?
Oh, I know of a story from last episode that I never got to finish. The story of how me and Jay met.
Oh, yeah, we're doing a little blast from the past again here.
Yeah, we got sidetracked and I told the graduation story.
Which was an awesome story. I think a lot of people needed to hear that story.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah.
That never heard it or didn't even know about it.
Oh, yeah, but let's face it, it's Redbud. A lot of people probably fucking heard it.
Surprised it was in the newspaper.
That would have been really fucking cool if it would have been.
That would be dope.
Fat Samoan guy shows up in... You get interviewed and everything. Oh my god. Malcolm Mark gets interviewed for just talking to you.
That's fucking awesome. How did that moment feel for you, Mark? It was fucking awesome.
I barely remember it.
Jesus Christ.
Alright, so tell your story.
No. So, the story of how me and Jay met, it was 2016.
It was about a Blues game.
Yeah, playoff game. It was Blues Sharks.
Yeah, yeah. Because I remember we got this far in the last episode. Yeah.
About. Yeah. Okay. Blue Sharks, middle of May, short. I think it was the day after graduation. No,
I couldn't tell you to be that honest.
It was around our graduation time, and my girlfriend at the time had just broken up with me, and I was beat up. I was.
I don't remember who was all there.
I was breaking boards at my house.
I know I was.
Yeah, I know you were. Bob was.
Yeah, pretty much the whole crew. Yeah. Anyways.
I introduced you to Bob like a year before. Like, wow.
To Bob?
No, I'm talking to Jace.
Yeah.
Oh, I was going to say. Like, yeah. I've known Bob my whole life. But anyway.
So go on.
So I'm riding around and I call Bob and I'm in tears because if you guys haven't noticed yet, I'm a bitch. But,
baby back, bitch.
I was explaining the situation to Bob. And Bob turns to Jay and is like, hey, my boy Nick, he just broke up with his girlfriend. He's pretty beat up. Mind if he comes over and hangs out and watch the Blues game? And Jay, probably knowing how I am now, probably would have said, fuck no. But graciously, he said, yeah, sure, more the merrier. So
I said, is he a Blues fan or what? Like, that's all we're watching. We changed the channel.
Yeah, I wanted to watch Discovery. But, so I come over.
The Weather Channel's on.
I'm meeting some of these people that I've never even seen before in my life. Never seen Jay. Never seen his girlfriend at the time.
Anybody.
There's probably about two more people here that I didn't know.
We were having a party that night, weren't
you? It wasn't a party. It was just a watch party for the game.
Yeah, we were drinking, though. Because I remember every time the Blues scored a goal.
Yeah, we'd beer bong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fun times, by the way. We should have been. We've never kept that tradition going.
No, we should start a game two. But anyway.
Game three, even.
Game three, whatever.
Of round two.
So, I walk in, tears flowing. Bob walks up. We go to the back porch. Me and him are talking. I do believe Trevor was here.
Yeah, he was. I looked at Trevor and I looked at Rick and I said, who brought in Dr. Depression? I was like, who's this guy? And I'm like, oh, wait. I was kind of buzzing and shit. And I was like, wait a minute. Bob did say that
yeah,
his girlfriend. I forgot about that.
He put two together for the first time in his life. Yeah. But so
it was four.
So we were
I'm outside. Surprised at that.
It was me, Bob, and I think Trev came out. Rick came out. And I want to say Addison, but I'm not 100% on that.
I don't know. I don't think he was there. Well, he may have been.
He might have been. That one I don't know.
But either way.
But we're all outside. We're talking, whatever. And then I go and I sit on the floor. And Jace looks at me. He introduces himself. He's like, shit you not. He's like, what's going on, man? I'm Jace. I'm like, and nice to meet you. He's like, you too. You want a beer? First thing he says, do you want a beer? And I'm like,
yeah, typical.
I mean, if you're offering, I'll take a beer.
I mean, I figure that's always like a nice, you know, gift.
It's a nice offer.
Yeah.
I said that really weird. Nice.
Noise.
You've been saying some weird shit lately. In like weird ways.
I think it's the farts he's letting out are getting in his head. I know sure as hell getting to mine.
I've got about three brain cells left.
I thought you had that when we started.
Yeah, no shit.
No, when I turned three.
But,
anyways.
So, that, I mean, it wasn't really a funny story. It was just a story I feel like I had to get out there. Because, you know, now Jay and I get mistaken for brothers, boyfriends.
Whoa.
Lovers.
That's
lovers. See? Rick knows.
Let's calm down.
Hey, Rick's the one who called us lovers.
Yeah, dick.
Fucking dickhead. But
what about Bobby's 18th birthday party?
I was not here for that.
At your old duplex. Yeah, that I remember was that. A good time.
That was a fucked up time, man. We got...
It was like... I still have pictures from that. You remember?
Flash Gap.
Yeah, that was Flash Gap. We Flash Gap for that. It was... Me and there was like Michael Miller and like a bunch of us.
There's a bunch of us there.
Yeah.
And good times.
I remember I have this old photo of it was like Trevor, Michael, maybe Bob and like someone else. They all took a picture in front of Bob. They had a poster. It said happy 18th birthday, Bob. They all took this picture. They all took this picture And it was funny. Bob was passed out. They were all hammered, and it looked like they were taking like a thug photo, like some like just like gang stuff type. It was hilarious.
Yeah,
And we all started drinking way too early. By the time Bob showed up, we were all half drunk. We made like 100 Jello shots. Bob was puking 2 hours into it into a drain, just straight ramen noodles.
Was that in the basement or?
Yeah,
yeah.
Jesus.
I heard about it.
His girlfriend was dying in the living room at that time, like, literally shaking. Bobby's.
Oh, I didn't hear about
that.
She was literally shaking because she was so drunk. Like, I thought she had alcohol poisoning.
Damn.
Yeah, it was a bad night for everybody.
I think that's dehydration, by the way, whenever you're shaking from drinking.
Yeah.
I guess it could be alcohol poisoning. I've never had alcohol poisoning.
I'm pretty sure I've had it.
You know, you never really understand like how cool that shit is until you actually almost get it. Because listen, not like the alcohol poisoning. Listen,
yeah, what are you talking about?
Rewind. No, I'm saying like how fast you sober. Like they sober you up in the hospital. It's ridiculous.
Wait,
you had it?
Huh?
I
got close. Like I thought I had it, so I ended up. I went up to the ER, and no, I was very close. They were like, if you probably would have drank a little bit more, you probably would have got it. I was like, well, how much is a little bit more? And they're like, we don't know. I was like, well, I don't know either. So I'm like, are we talking like a couple beer shots? What are we doing here? Margs?
Do I smell it anymore?
Right? Yeah.
I mean, am I getting a little waft of natural light? Am I
going to
die?
Hold on. Can we just take a minute and realize that Rick knew the word waft?
That is, hey, good for you. No, we're going to start getting you like a little gold star you can put on your fucking wall.
You know, if this is a video game, there would be a little white block behind you says +1 awareness right behind you. Anyway,
that's one thing I want to start doing is doing wine tasting. Like going to wineries.
What the fuck
is wrong with you?
Dude, wine is good as fuck.
Wine?
I'll go to wine tastings just for the cheese.
Well, no, I'm just trying to slam as much wine as I can to get drunk.
Wine tasting, you literally put it in your mouth, swish it around, spit it out.
I'm gonna fucking drink it.
That's not wine tasting. That's just drinking wine.
Well, that's fine.
You vagina. Anyway.
I do want to go to the Budweiser brewery, too. All right, go ahead.
I'm supposed to be going to that.
Mr. Rhett, do you have any funny stories you'd like to share? Or would you want to save that for a time that you're in person?
I'd have to say the time that me and Nick connected the most was our freshman year football. Nick, you want to tell a story?
I got it from here. Okay. For the life of me, I don't remember who we were playing. But
I don't either.
We were on defense, and the opposing team's player, I don't remember if it was a handoff or what. I want to say it was a handoff. Ran it, and we forced the fumble, and everyone's yelling, ball. And I'm stupid when it comes to this shit. I heard ball, and I'm spinning around in circles like, where the fuck? So I turn around. I see a pile of dudes swear every player on this field was in this pile. And I shrugged my shoulders in the middle of this play, and I just go, and I just dive on top of it. And as I dive on top of it, all I hear is a muffled scream from the bottom. I just heard, ah! So I'm like, shit, everyone get off, get off, get off, get off. And all I see is Rhett's poor body on the bottom of this pile. And I'm like, fuck, I am so sorry, man. He's like, that hurt, you're good. And I'm like, fuck, I felt so bad. I felt really bad.
Terrible.
I just met the kid. I just met him.
That's true.
It was.
I was on the bottom of a giant pile, and all of a sudden I feel big weight just like jumbled down, like trying to extend my knee backwards. Yeah, that was fun.
Nice giant cement block just dropped on me.
Yeah, I still feel bad about that.
You're good. Nothing ever happened with it, so.
Hey, pain hurts, but only for a minute. You know?
Yeah. Remember when Trevor got body slammed?
If it would have been like you just laid on top for a while and you just stayed there,
we
don't maybe something happened. Well, because it was so quick, you know, never had to worry about it.
It's just like, it was just the, like, it was funny because, like, it was just, like, heat of the moment. I just, like, looked over like there was a camera, shrugged my shoulders, and jumped on the pile. It's like I'm in a mirror, like, eh.
Did you get the ball?
Did I get the ball? On top.
Oh.
I didn't get the ball.
You just jumped on for no reason?
Everyone else was on the pile, so I was like, eh. So I just jumped on. And all I hear is Rhett yelling at the bottom.
Here comes Big Ish, so the pile.
Cannonball! Please!
Ah! Jesus.
Oh my god, chill.
Oh, that's funny.
Thumb might die.
No, there's a lot of stories we could tell. But
oh yeah, we can say those for another day.
Oh yeah, we got plenty more podcasts to come. You know, we gotta have content for many more.
Oh, we gotta have enough
dumbasses for the next 20 to 30 years. So, you know, we got good.
I think this thing's gonna go on for 20-30 years.
I've been a dumbass my whole life.
I mean, me too. I shit myself in kindergarten doing jumping jacks.
We're saving that one for the next one. I swear.
I can tell the story real quick.
Oh, wait, no. You cannot tell stories.
You telling a story real quick?
Well, you guys are okay.
Okay, so we'll be quiet. No, we'll be quiet. We got this.
I want to hear this. Hurry up because we only got another 9 minutes.
Okay, so you guys remember Hoops for Heart or whatever?
Yes.
Well, we had Jump Rope for Heart or whatever.
I had that at Lutheran School.
Yeah. Whenever you were younger, yeah.
Yeah.
So we were so young that we didn't do jump rope like kindergarten. We did just jumping jacks and stuff like that. Yeah. So we were doing jumping jacks.
Poor kids.
And okay. I thought I knew I had to shit real bad. I thought it was a fart. Wasn't a fart. Totally just. I felt just a pile of shit come out my asshole. So I raised my hand, missed mid jumping jacks. So I'm like, Mrs. Neiman, can I go to the bathroom?
No, hold on. Before you go any further, were you still jumping with one arm? Like,
no,
man. Okay.
No, I was not going to jump anymore with shit in my underwear. I want a fucking turd flying on the top of my pants.
I'm gonna put this in like the warning label before the video.
I felt a pile of shit come out of my asshole.
So then I go to the bathroom, just looking at my underwear. I'm like, "Yep, I'm fucked." There's it just destroyed my underwear. So then
I can't.
I go back.
We should save this for the next episode.
I go back in there. And I'm like, this is Neiman, I'm not feeling so well. So they took me to the nurse's office, and they sent me. My mom came and got me, and I was sitting in my little booster seat. I told my mom, I was like, "Mom, can we stop my grandma's? I shit myself. I destroyed my pants, my underwear, everything." Then there was another time when I was like a couple years younger than that. I had Looney Tunes sweatpants and I shitted them. And I start crying, so I'm gonna throw them away. They're my favorite pants.
Oh Lord, I can't.
Yeah, because it's all senior year. He just lying, fans, kindergarten.
That shit happened last Tuesday.
Oh my god. Oh, that was a great story. We really should have saved that so we could milk that for next one, but we'll figure something out.
That was pretty much the story I couldn't have really milked it.
No, we could have laughed so much longer.
Yeah, we really could have. That was a great story, and maybe next week we can, or next time we can hear you talk about how you shit your pants at the barge.
At the barge? Or on the hiking trail down the road trip.
Yeah,
moral of the story is Rick shits himself a lot.
Yeah, I was going to say.
It doesn't happen that often, maybe.
Whenever you get a random Snapchat on a Friday afternoon, or Friday morning, guys, I just shit my pants, what do I do? quit texting me, stranger. Oh my. Guys, I think that one wraps up this one here. We've got like an hour maximum, so. And we're pretty much there, so it's close. Watch the fucking roof and watch the
damn. Sit out, Paul Bunyan.
Hey, no shit. Chill out. We're about to fucking. Hold on. We're almost done. Let's sign off real quick, and then you can act stupid.
Okay.
All right, so that basically concludes this episode here. Remember, follow us on everything that you got. Rhett, fan of the show. We'll have to send you some merch, like we said earlier. Are we working on t-shirts?
We should do some t-shirts. That'd be kind of cool.
Are you thinking about buying them, though? Like, if we're going to do it, we should buy, like 10.
I feel like someone would buy them, but then, like, we have to think, since we don't have any sponsors, it'd have to come out of personal money.
Yeah, I want to get sponsored first.
Yeah.
Which we're still waiting on that to happen, so we'll see.
It'll get her going, and then we'll keep her going. But anyway.
Well, Rhett, great talking to you. Love the stories that we got. Thank you, Rhett.
Thanks for being on the show. Really appreciate it. Giving us your time.
For having me, guys.
Our first guest of hopefully many.
We'll definitely have you back.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Sure.
I appreciate it. If you ever need a quote unquote expert opinion on anything, give me a call.
All right. We'll keep that in mind. All right. That's us signing off.
See you guys.
All right. See ya.